Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join us February 7th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Enjoy chocolate delicacies, wine and beverage tastings, and see our brand new exhibitions. Tickets are $40 and include a souvenir wine glass. Buy your ticket today at turtlebay.org.
Make this year totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait. Predictions people made. What year was this, Sean? In 1989.
Yeah, 89. People made predictions of what the a typical home would be like in the year 2020. And
yes.
Looking at the calendar, hey, that's this year.
In the year 2020. What else do we have going?
Did they predict electric cars were going to be popular? Tesla is now the most valuable car company in America.
That's amazing. I should have held on to my stock. Idiot!
Tesla's market capitalization is $93 billion compared to $50 billion for GM and $37 billion for Ford. I don't quite know what that means.
Stock price multiplied by stock shares.
But why does Tesla have so much money?
The future. The future.
Akin to, like, early investors in Apple were more investing in Steve Jobs than any individual product. I think there's people who just want to be investors in whatever Elon Musk is involved in.
Obviously, if you look at the number, there's gazillions more GM and Ford vehicles out there.
Yes. Yeah. No, this is not based on the profitability of Tesla. This is based on investors buying into the cult of Elon, for a lack of a better term.
Yeah, and everybody putting down their deposit on that what is that truck called?
Oh, the Cybertruck.
The Cybertruck. Yes.
He was driving around town with that. I think it was last week I saw a video of him in it.
Oh, I want one of those.
It looks so big.
But they don't start making them until the end of next year.
Oh, that's fine.
They'll start making them the end of 21.
I'll beat a few more miles out of my car. I've been pimping Tesla like Don King for years, and they still haven't sent me one, so I'm out. Forget it. Sell your own cars.
Sell your own cars.
I try to prostitute myself, and nobody's buying. Can you imagine how that makes me feel?
I try to violate FCC laws, and nobody will even help.
One more note on the fake news. It goes around the world much, much more quickly and successfully than the truth, according to a giant new study of Twitter, which just reinforces ancient wisdom. They point out, and this story looks at, sometimes when I hear fact check and fake news, I know it's going to be, from CNN's point of view, wildly left. But this is very balanced and well-written and they give an example of a pro-Donald Trump story that was completely true. They got 1,300 shares or retweets. And then a completely false Donald Trump story that got not 1,300, but 38,000 by the same users. And they mentioned, first, fake news seems to be more novel than real news, partly because it's designed to catch your attention. And fake news evokes much more emotion than the average tweet. Research created a database of words that Twitter users use to reply to the 126,000 contested tweets, then analyzed it with the state-of-the-art sentiment analysis tool. Fake tweets tended to elicit words associated with surprise and disgust, while accurate tweets...
Surprise and disgust.
Right? While accurate tweets summoned words associated with sadness and trust.
That's what we were when we worked. We did mornings at that rock station.
Right. Surprise and disgust in the morning. I'm surprised. Whoa!
I'm disgusted.
Right. Man, we made a lot of money back in those days. Anyway, so that's why it is.
With our surprising, disgusting brand of rock humor.
Oh, man.
Back this up again. Who was making these predictions about what life would be like in 2020?
So this was 1989. Essentially,
I remember 1989.
I do too.
Your tech writers of the day. They kind of brought them all together and put together this little jaunty video describing their predictions. Oh, and it sounds like this. Already, so yeah. 1989.
Well, is that supposed to be the music of 2020? We're going to be listening to this space music then?
What are going to be the biggest changes in our homes by 2020? Will the house of the future protect the environment? And what new technology do researchers think we'll be living with? Well,
will we be able to see hardcore pornography on our watch?
Right. Will audio have nothing but mid-range? What's going on with that voiceover?
It seems to be a recording of a recording of some sort.
Okay.
Living with. Well, we've been talking to some of the people who've been thinking about the home of the future. Christine McNulty. I started the Home of the Future project to find out what people will want from their homes. They'll want all the benefits of modern technology, but without all this cluttered and complex gadgetry that we have today.
Right.
They'll want homes...
Here's one thing that'll happen in the future. People will talk a lot faster.
Yeah, baby,
get
hey,
to the point.
The pace. I tell you what, she's right so far.
The pace of 1989 was too slow.
Because I remember my old stereo/AV cabinet that had 11 different components and more cords than a nuclear submarine, you know, has hidden in the ceilings. Just to get the various forms of entertainment. Now it's incredibly simple.
They'll want homes that work for them. By 2020, all of this will be possible. We'll have things under control without all of these knobs and buttons. And what's more, the technology itself will be embedded in the very fabric of the house and its furnishings.
So far, so good.
So the idea is, once all the clutter of technology is gone, you'll be able to furnish your rooms in any style you like. You won't actually be able to see the technology, but it will be there, doing its job without getting in your way.
That means the lights automatically switch off and on as you walk between rooms. And the home learns how bright you like them. A simple command gives you music, perhaps piped in from a sound library. Bark, please. And no more PowerPoints.
I thought he said, bark, please. Bark like a dog.
Bath, please. And then, of course, orchestral music plays, because you're that sort of person, I guess. Come on, it's 1989, jammy some Motley Crue.
PowerPoints. Plugs become...
Oh, so PowerPoints or plugs, he kind of explains. His demonstration of this is essentially everything would be powered via, like, a magnet. So he had a hairdryer for some reason. He was in the living room, still traditional power cord, but he just placed the magnet on the wall, anywhere on the wall, and the power would come from it.
Ah.
And no more PowerPoints. Plugs become pads, picking up power from anywhere on the wall. And even windows will take an active part in the home, according to another researcher. So a simple command could turn a window into a wall, and you could decorate it how you want. Or it could be a television or a computer screen. Well, that may be a little futuristic or too expensive for most people. But there's one area where homes are going to have to change.
There will have been enormous pressure on us to cut down on our burning of fossil fuels to protect the environment.
Nah, we're fine.
Boy, even in 89?
This means that energy management in our homes will become of critical importance.
Yeah.
There are already materials that can help. This honeycomb material is being used on the outside of a building in Strathclyde to heat it by trapping the energy and diffuse daylight as it hits the walls.
Boring.
And aerogel, this is aerogel here, is a form of glass with a similar structure at a microscopic level. It can do the same job, but it'll be thinner and transparent.
Never heard
and
of
it. And if these two things become widely used by 2020,
they didn't.
The coatings could one day reduce heating bills almost to zero and help to cut down our use of fossil fuels.
Hey, baby, buy Apple stock. You'll thank me later.
The other key is for the home to use more energy more intelligently. The heating system could learn your daily routine.
Yes.
And only heat the rooms that you'll be using. The living room would be at just the right temperature as you come downstairs.
That's kind of interesting that we had the desire for the Internet of All Things.
Yeah.
Of course, just, you know, timed thermostats took care of that also.
Right. Yeah, and the whole light walking into the room, the lights turn on and off. We got that. I'm not that big a fan. It's all right. I mean,
they nailed the voice activated music library of.
Oh yeah.
And the fact that there would not need to be a box for every conceivable source of entertainment. That's pretty good.
There's only like 10 more seconds here.
The people who will seem like 5 minutes. Will be living in 30 years assure us that we can take as much or as little of this technology as we like.
False.
The crucial point is that there'll be no single home of the future. There'll be millions of different ones.
That all look exactly the same.
But in the home of the future, we'll flip, flip, flip through shallow entertainment until we're suicidal with despair. We will have no relationships with real humans. We will slave over our screens and worship them like gods.
And the current billionaire we look at in our People magazine will be president of this country.
And that automatic switching on light switch? Well, that's run by China, and they're looking through it at you and taking our nation's secrets.
I feel they were also kind of close on the windows that can be many things, like a window could be a wall or a TV screen or a computer screen. We've got kind of the hybrid TV computer screen thing happen. We just haven't really incorporated the window aspect of it.
I've never known anybody who says, you know what I don't like about this house? Too many windows. There's too much light. I see too much of the outdoors. Nobody's ever said that.
I'm worried about the people seeing in, though. I spend a lot of naked time, man. If I
guess you should. You're a naturalist. Yeah. I was open for more hovercraft and.
That it was a somewhat.
Toilets that could diagnose your diet problems and that sort of thing.
Apes will ride horses and dominate us all.
The silliest thing was the magnet outlet, but I was actually pretty impressed with the things they got fairly close.
Without any conception of the internet at that time.
I'm still amazed and semi-horrified by the idea of cordless charging, which is a step beyond what they were saying. You just put the magnet anywhere on the wall and you can run your hair dryer. Why would you have to go to one tiny little point where the electricity is delivered? Mm. Now we have, it's even better than that. It's probably giving us all brain cancer, but
we'll figure that out.
Almost certainly is.
Yeah, you just put your phone kind of near that thing over there and it'll charge up fine.
Right.
Seems odd to me.
I'm sure they've tested it on monkeys or something. We should bring you up to speed on what's going to happen with the impeachment. Friday is going to be as dramatic a day for real as you practically get in government.
The Bolton thing is indefensible. The idea that, they need to call John Bolton. That is indefensible, nobody's saying it.
You only need four people to go along with it, and it's going to happen. And that,
four heroes, Jack!
And that argument on Friday afternoon is going to be something to follow. We'll explain all that coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. For a lot of years, you've welcomed me into your home, and I really appreciate that. And I hope I've built up some trust. So believe me when I say that if you're struggling with an IRS tax debt of $10,000 or more, you really need to call my trusted friends at the Tax Defense Group. Now, ignoring the IRS is not a solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts. They can even seize your home or your business. But the Tax Defense Group can tailor a program that could reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. They recently turned a client's $100,000 tax debt into a refund. You gotta love that.
That's right, Bob. This just in. The IRS now has the power to suspend your passport, as well as garnish your paycheck and seize your assets. The IRS is relentless, so call now for a tax account review. And if you settle for $500 or less, we'll even pay the bill. Call 855-TAX-BILL. 855-TAX-BILL. That's 855-829-2455.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-204-5731.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-204-5731.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-204-5731. 1-800-204-5731.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. Come join me as the new host of brand new Battlefield Expressions show, debuting December 7th, 2019. Battlefield Expressions is a go-to program providing veterans and their families an opportunity to call in and ask questions and receive information particular to their individual needs. Veterans and their families who sacrificed and served our country. Every Saturday, 9 to 11, here at 96.5 FM, 1460 AM Talk Radio.
The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to reddingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to reddingcivic.com to learn more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
As we remember the anniversary of the North State fires, Northern Valley Catholic Social Service would like to thank you. Because of you, NVCSS has served over 26,000 people in the North State. Because of you, children have returned to school. Our communities are rebuilding. Families have a new place to call home. People are healing. Northern Valley Catholic Social Service thanks you. Together, we will continue inspiring hope and transforming lives.
605-3136.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I'd like to hear from John Bolton, and I think the idea that's been expressed in the media about having each side be able to choose a witness, or maybe more than one witness, on a paired basis, it has some merit.
So the breaking news yesterday afternoon was Mitch McConnell told his group, we don't have the votes right now to stop witnesses from happening. Poll came out yesterday, should witnesses be allowed to testify in the impeachment trial? 75% of Americans say yes, including half of Republicans. I don't know how you don't go forward with witnesses when you got those numbers there in the polls. Mitt obviously said he's a yes. A couple of others have hinted yes. Lindsey Graham said, if it's yes, we're not just doing one or two. We're doing a lot.
Yes.
That's just fine.
How about my entertainment needs, Lindsey?
Yes. So they're doing 2 days of questions. They got 16 hours of questions right now, and you only get a five-minute answer. So I'm
that
giving you.
That should be plenty.
I'm guessing a minute for the question, 5 minutes for the answer. That's six. Said you'd be 10 an hour. You'd get 80 a day, 160 questions today and tomorrow.
Wouldn't you be down to what's your favorite color?
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Why'd you choose that tie? It doesn't really go with your jacket.
Well, my wife really thinks orange looks good on me. I mean, 80 questions.
160 if they use the whole 5 minutes for the answer. It could be shorter than that.
Yeah.
So 200 questions? There can't be 200 questions, can there? But yeah. Anyway, so after they do that the next 2 days, Friday's going to be drama, man. Who's going to vote and how? And it could end like that.
The impeachment itself
ends. The whole thing could end. Okay. If they don't get, if maybe Mitt, you know, gets talked out of it, whatever, mm-hmm. and there aren't enough Republicans to side with the Democrats. No witnesses. Okay, let's go directly to the articles of impeachment. No, it's over. Good night, everybody. See you on Monday. It's over.
You, the great populist, often point out that it doesn't matter if people are mistaken. If they believe something, they will vote accordingly. But I will point out that the vast majority of the people answering that poll have no idea the significance of their answer. For instance, if the Senate votes, yes, we'll go ahead and call a handful of people, Bolton, McIlvaney, Hunter Biden, whomever else, Shaquille O'Neal, to tell us about what a great cat Kobe was. A number of those witnesses, specifically Bolton and McIlvaney, have enormous executive privilege issues. And the White House can quite legitimately do what they started to do when the House talked about calling those guys. They requested them. The White House said, oh, we have some serious executive privilege issues. We need to adjudicate this. Adam Schiff and the Democrats said, all right, then never mind. We're not calling Bolton. Okay? That hasn't gone away. The White House can still say there are enormous issues here. We need to have adjudicated. And weeks would pass. Maybe the Supreme Court would do it on an expedited basis, but many, many days would go by while all of this is being fought over.
Now it's
and it would stretch it, and it would stretch it, and stretch it. And I'm here to tell you, that's precisely what the Democrats want. And it's the Kavanaugh strategy.
They want to stretch it out?
Yeah, because the longer they can stretch it out, the longer time they have for instance, Michael Avenatti to come forward with some lunatic who dominates the headlines in the New York Times and the Washington Post and all the alphabet networks for 3 days and batters Trump all as we go toward the election.
There is a Supreme Court ruling from back in the day that would lead you to believe, well, precedent is the Supreme Court stays out of it and lets the Senate make this decision. And they'd say, it's your call. If you got the votes, do it. If you don't, you don't. On executive privilege. So, it's going to be exciting and to see who goes and who doesn't. There was reporting in the Dispatch yesterday I mentioned that they said Republicans are trying to come up with enough that they don't, like, make it by one vote. There's a big pad.
Right. You know, it's either a landslide or it doesn't happen.
So you can't point to one person or a couple of people to blame.
Mm-hmm.
For hardcore Trump supporters. I don't know. It's going to be exciting to see how it goes. Yeah. I think I just wonder what it's going to feel like if it just ends Friday afternoon. Just over. He's not getting thrown out. It's over.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my DVR rolling on CNN and MSNBC because I want to hear what they say.
If you thought Rachel Maddow freaked out when Trump won, this one's going to be rich.
It just ends all of a sudden with neither sound nor fury.
Well, it'll be like the Bush-Gore decision in 2000. We'll be hearing about it for the rest of our lives, and people with wildly distorted, you know, descriptions and then opinions and the rest. And that's just the nature of things.
To what extent is McConnell going to try to get these people on board? Will he offer them things?
I don't know. There might be fairly widespread agreement that, no, it'll probably look better if we call these people and then still vote to get rid of them. We're better off doing that. Who knows?
You do open up a can of worms, you get Bolton up there because nobody knows what he's up to.
Armstrong and Getty.
Attention men and women, if you're one of the millions that suffer from discomfort with your knee, back, or shoulder, and it's becoming harder to enjoy simple things like working out or just going for a walk, please listen carefully. My name is Donna Taylor, founder of CBD Labs. And here's my story. I was suffering with so much physical discomfort that I had to do something about it. With CBD products popping up everywhere, how do you know which product to use? I was determined to create the most powerful CBD product available from the hemp plant that contains no THC. And we did. CBD CBD Labs is the highest concentrate full-spectrum CBD tested in FDA labs. It goes to work in just minutes, and we guarantee it. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of CBD Labs and get our ebook on everything and anything CBD as your free gift.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-3136. That's 800-605-3136. Free bottles for limited time. Call now. 800-605-3136. 800-605-3136.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Out here, there are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series tractor for zero down with 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a 6-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through February 29th, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come on down to NorCal Tractor and Equipment, your new local Kubota dealer.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The state of Vermont is considering allowing drivers to put emojis on their license plates. Yeah.
No.
This is going to make police chases a whole lot weirder. I'm going to need backup. We're in hot pursuit of a stolen vehicle, license plate, dancing lady, peach, eggplant, monkey with eyes covered. I mean, ears covered. Puffy with the... Oh, he's gone. Forget it. He's gone.
I didn't actually hear some of the things he was saying over the shrieks of delight, but that's pretty funny.
The shrieks of delight. Speaking of shrieks of delight, you're going to hear him Friday morning when Michelangelo brings in his famous Super Bowl cheese dip, and I cannot wait. I'm already powering up for that, and I just saw this on Good Morning America. This Super Bowl used pork rinds instead of tortilla chips.
Oh, yes, please.
You want me to bring pork rinds in? I will.
I don't know.
Heck yeah, chicharrones. I prefer the Spanish pronunciation.
I don't know if I've ever had one.
Either or otherwise,
a
it's cultural
rind?
Appropriation. Back the first time I did the Atkins diet and Jude and I were hardcore low carbonate for snacks, yeah, I got into pork rinds.
How
she thought
you,
they were too gross.
How have you never had a pork rind?
They sound gross.
You ought to meet my wife. Oh, you have met my wife. They're yummy. They're salty
they?
And porky.
Heck yeah.
All right, I'll bring in some chips and pork rinds.
Especially like with a cold beer. Oh, my God.
What is a rind? I don't know.
It's
like pig ear? What is it? No, that's what
you
dogs
don't
chew
know.
On.
It's part
it's
of the
like,
pig right behind
okay,
the knee.
See, that,
but
there,
above
that answer right there, you don't want to know.
It's like hot dogs.
That's why
don't
have...
ask. They're like puffy.
Puffy's not a good word. You got to come up with more delicious sounding words than puffy.
Crunchy. Well, they're not
crunchies
like
crunchies are fine, but
they're
puffy's
not like a Frito.
Good.
A Frito is very dense. Oh, they're like the consistency of the big Cheetos.
Okay,
cheese puffs.
Cheese puffs. Thank you.
Why don't we just eat
those? What did I say?
Cheetos.
Did I say puffy?
I'll bring in Cheetos.
What
too.
Did I say?
You said puffy.
Puffy like cheese puffs. What's the matter with you? Anyway, spread out. Very Three Stooges-y conversation. No, but so they have the consistency, but they taste vaguely of pork, and they're salty.
Vaguely of pork. This is not this is your attempt to get me to want to eat them,
you
right?
You cannot go to work for the marketing department at a pork rind corporation. Your salesmanship on this is terrible.
Oh, I love
that they're porky and vaguely porky.
Oh, no. No, it's a non-carb dip gatherer. Oh, it's fabulous.
Are they good raw? Because I tend to...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Strong snack.
So I was just walking down the hall, and our boss, who runs a number of radio stations, said, it's not going to end on Friday. I said, do you think they're going to do witness? He said, oh, yeah, absolutely. So I don't really have any idea. He doesn't either. Really? I don't know. If 75% of America thinks there should be witnesses, including half of Republicans... I think you got to satisfy that crowd.
Here's the other thing.
Or the blowback is going to be brutal.
Here's the other thing Americans don't understand. Yes, in the Clinton impeachment, there were witnesses. They were all witnesses that had previously testified to the House, and they wanted a little more out of. They were not brand new on the scene Perry Mason surprise witnesses who allegedly have something naughty in a book that's not out yet. It's just ridiculous. This Bolton stuff. It's indefensible.
But I do think the blowback on 75% of America wanting witnesses is going to be rough. And
there's no denying that. You're right.
And so what is Bolton up to? That's what I can't figure out. I talked about this earlier. It's worth saying over and over again. Dude, if you've got something important enough that the president should be removed from office for the first time in our nation's history... How about you come out to a microphone and tell us today instead of waiting till a book comes out?
Right.
Or you should have told us when it happened.
Oh, my God.
Back in June. If it was so consequential, you think a president should be removed over it, be a patriot and tell us all then. Or do you just put it in a book and wait till it comes out in March because that maximizes the dollars?
Yes.
Which is it?
So, well, that's 100% what's happening, and it just occurred to me. The mysterious almost five-week delay. John Bolton told Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi, my book is coming out 1st of March. I'm not saying a word until my book is on the shelves. I will testify for you after my book comes
out.
But
I want to profit from it. That makes him one of the worst people in American history, if that's what he actually did.
I would willingly wager a huge amount on that proposition. It explains so much.
That would make him one of the worst humans in political history. Seriously. You think it's such a big deal. We have such a rogue in the White House. It's so dangerous, he's got to be removed. But only if I profit from it am I going to tell you about it.
I don't think he really thinks that, honestly. I don't think there are maybe three politicians in all of D.C. that actually are sincere about that. The rest of them are just looking for political advantage. They act like Trump is going to end democracy. They say it all the time. That's ridiculous.
Well, and what's funny is all these Democrats thought Bolton was going to end democracy up until
right.
a couple of months ago.
Now he's a hero.
Do you remember when he was announced as the National Security Advisor? Oh, my God, the cable channels went crazy with, well, this is it. This is the end of it. There's nothing stopping World War III at this point.
Right.
He's hired the craziest person out there.
Then Trump got rid of him because he was too hawkish. So, yeah, it's all...
But, so what's Bolton's play, then, for maximizing money? Assuming he is being cynical, and I think he is. I don't understand how he sells books. If they vote yes on witnesses, and he testifies sometime next week, cat's out of the bag. Why is he even going to buy the book?
I told you that. He's not going to testify till after the book is released.
Well, how does he do that? How does he make that work?
There are 100 ways to make that happen.
How? He claims he's sick?
My schedule, I'm happy to appear, but I'm busy until the 2nd.
The book's out in March. He can't delay
I'm still talking to my lawyers about executive privilege. I would never betray the vows I took and the oath I signed, I think, around the 2nd of March.
You think he can kill a month doing that?
I think pre-orders are already a thing. I think if he goes up and testifies, I don't think that him testifying will quench the thirst of people who want more dirt on Trump.
I think his play was he didn't think there would be votes for witnesses. So then the cable news, the whole thing ends Friday. The cable news story going forward is wait till the book comes out. There's a buildup of weeks of the bombshell that's in the book.
He's already had weeks of pub.
We didn't get to hear the truth in the trial. Wait till the truth comes out. Should there be new articles of impeachment when the Bolton book comes out? Mm-hmm. I mean, the buildup for that will be tremendous. I think he was banking on they vote against witnesses, and he gets to act like, oh, I've got the secret. I got the linchpin to this whole thing. And it's coming out on the 2nd of March.
He gets to act like the linchpin of the whole thing, whether he testifies or not. I see what you're saying. I mean, if it's totally unheard information.
Can you imagine the buildup to that?
Well, it's going to be enormous anyway. It'll be huge. It already is huge.
Again, you're a scumbag for doing this. If it's important, tell us about it. Comey did the same thing. All kinds of political figures have done the same thing over the years. On both sides.
Right.
Tell us these important things when a book comes out.
Right.
Okay, if it was such a big deal, why didn't you tell us then?
Well, you're not cynical enough, though. They make everything a huge deal. To get your attention, to get you to the ballot box, to scare the crap out of you, to sell newspapers, sell commercials on cable TV. And really, very little of it is as huge a deal as they say it is. So he was lying about what a huge deal it is, and now he's screwing around with when he's going to reveal it. It's just, we need to reread This Town by Mark Leibovich about the way Washington, D.C. actually functions. You can't be cynical enough.
I didn't like Bolton before Trump hired him, or during or after. I'm not somebody who's flipped, who loved him when Trump. I've always thought he was a whack job. When I'd see him on those cable shows, he's just way too much for me. Way too far down the road of wanting to force democracies on countries and bomb them back to the Stone Age.
He's way too interventionist for me, too. But
clearly,
I appreciate his love of the country, but...
Well, that's fine, but he's, I don't know about that.
Mm.
If you love your country, tell us what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
You don't do it for profit.
Now, I'm not cynical enough. I liked his pretending to care for the country. or yeah. acting like it in a way that, that the conservative voters lapped up.
He always had way too much showbiz in him. You could just see it. He's yeah. just he's got that whole,
oh,
and
yeah.
we'll tell you right after this. I mean, that's not the way you're supposed to run policy.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see how this plays out. Does Rudy, is, has anybody even mentioned Rudy being called in? Could he be called in to testify?
I hope
sure.
so.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
I tell
man.
You what, Rudy and
oh,
Bolton.
Wow.
Oh, wait a second. Where's that email? God, we got a good email on this
I
topic.
Think Hunter Biden, Rudy the same day. We all just take the day off.
Oh, yeah.
We all
declared
just
a national holiday. okay, so a great note here from Ted. Who says, if the seal's going to be broken on witnesses, they shouldn't limit it to one-to-one Bolton-Biden exchange. The GOP needs to make it painful for more than just Biden. They need to make it painful for the whole Democratic Party, including but not limiting to exposing the years-long witch hunt to impeach Trump on whatever they can find, which actually was one of the arguments put forth by the president's team. So this is not out of left field. This is straight out of, you know, the defense team's mouths. Make it a campaign significant event that will hurt the Dems this fall by exposing their years-long hyper-focus on impeachment rather than performing the business of the people. Examples, they need to subpoena the guy who said they need to impeach Trump to keep him from getting reelected. That's Representative Al Green. They need to subpoena the original accuser, the so-called whistleblower. They also need to subpoena Schiff over the whole process of getting the guy to create an impeachable situation that Schiff could then use. Which is what happened. They worked together on the whistleblowing allegation. They should subpoena Maxine Waters for various rants of trying to impeach Trump simply because she doesn't like him, her promises to impeach the vice president, and her promise to impeach him again if he's acquitted in this one. the others, Rashida Tlaib, AOC, on and on.
They realize
let's get it out!
This is going to be good.
I don't understand how that would hurt any of them, though. They get to go on a larger stage than they normally do and make the speech they've been making for years.
None of this is going to hurt anybody.
No.
The needle is not going to move on anyone.
I would suggest the more you expose Maxine Waters, the worse it is for her. All right?
But
my
everybody
simple
else,
counterargument.
AOC, she's not going to be called. But if she got called, people who love her would love her more, and people who hate her would hate her more. I mean, that's
she
the
got
way,
them
it,
real
that's the way
yeah.
it is with all
yeah.
these people.
Yeah, but
she got them.
I know. She'd see her realtor eyes on national TV. Gosh, you got him.
I am torn. You know, speaking of being a patriot, I suppose the good patriotic move is I want this thing to be over for me.
Yeah, I think, just get on with the business of the people and we'll all vote on the guy in November.
Yeah, with all this information out.
Right. Yeah. Boy, you got the Constitution in one hand, you got entertainment on the other. Stop! Stop!
Armstrong and Getty.
Let me ask, do you have discomfort or problems with your knee, back, or shoulder that makes it hard to live your life and do simple things like work out or even go for a walk? Hi, I'm Donna Taylor, founder of CBD Labs. If you're one of the millions that suffer with discomfort, you really need to try CBD Labs, the gold standard in CBD. CBD Labs is full-spectrum CBD, tested in FDA labs and goes to work in just minutes. My knee and shoulder discomfort was so frustrating I had trouble moving around. So we researched CBD from the hemp plant that contains no THC and created the most concentrated CBD product available. It works so well, we guarantee it. Problem solved. So call now to find out how to get a free bottle of CBD Labs. Oh, yeah, we also created an ebook on everything and anything CBD that is your free gift.
To get your free bottle of CBD Lab CBD oil, call 800-605-8842. That's 800-605-8842. Free bottles for limited time. Call now. 800-605-8842. That's 800-605-8842.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips. With the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced. Free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free.
Call 1-800-204-5731.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-204-5731.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-204-5731. 1-800-204-5731.
We are updating our equipment here at KCNR. If you hear a little static or perhaps some silence, we appreciate your patience as we address those issues.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Six.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We got a text from somebody who said they're suffering from the Dos Equis virus today, if you know what I mean.
So yeah, I've had that.
Probably do know what you mean.
The Negra Modelo flu.
I've been struggling to figure out, you know, what should I be doing to take preventative measures for this, and I think I found my routine. I saw this tweet. There is no effing way I'm letting something called the coronavirus kill me. I mean, that mindset is the only thing that you need.
Absolutely.
To actually do.
Needs to have a cooler name than that. I'm not dying from that.
Hey, this could turn into a horrendous problem, this coronavirus. I will tell you this, though. The flu has killed 8,000 people in the United States so far this flu season. It was 31,000 last year and 64,000 the year before. And most people just kind of meh to the flu.
Right.
So,
that's,
you know, listen,
sort
let's
of my
be sensible.
Point, yeah.
If you're a Chinese massage lady, starts coughing, you know, has a wet cough, maybe run for the hills. I don't know. Get out of there. But there's no reason to get overly panicked. We live with this sort of stuff all the time.
Every expert says that.
Yeah.
Miami has the Super Bowl on Sunday. 49ers Chiefs, correct?
Yeah.
Miami, this will be their 11th time hosting the Super Bowl, more than anybody. New Orleans is second. Pasadena, California, way down at third.
Pathetic.
And you got a couple. Minneapolis has had it twice. In the dome and the snow.
In the dome.
Los Angeles has had it twice. Glendale, Arizona has had it twice. Detroit twice. San Diego three times.
I really wish it was in Glendale this year. Then I'd go. Miami's just a logistical nightmare.
Yeah, obviously.
Given the fact that we have an auspicious speaking engagement Saturday night.
Yeah, obviously if you were in San Diego, you'd be there.
Right. Yeah. What was I? Oh! Miami, also the clear leader in another Super Bowl category, Jack. Have you heard about this?
Mm-mm.
Players arrested. Actual participants arrested. Players lose their minds when they go to Miami.
Isn't that where the Oakland Raiders guy, was that in New Orleans?
I think that was San Diego.
That was San Diego.
Oh,
Tijuana.
Right, that was the whole story. Crossed the border. Yeah. Nobody exactly knows what happened.
The best home court advantage in sports is Miami.
Because
the teams come in the night before, and they may be from Milwaukee or some mid-market place out of nowhere, and they got one night to spend in Miami, and you're a 20-something millionaire. What are you going to do, watch Netflix? No, you're going to go out to the city that never shuts down.
Yeah.
The streets are littered with beautiful, well-dressed people until all hours.
South Beach, Miami, I did that one weekend. It is flipping amazing.
Mm.
Just the weather and the vibe, and it's
never
incredible.
Had the pleasure.
Yeah, a lot of players with quote-unquote flu-like symptoms when they play in Miami.
I had the opportunity to go with Jack, but I stayed home to study the Constitution and the Bible. I sent you off to Sodom. I hope you had a good time.
Maybe you were reading the classic Nathaniel Hawthorne novel, The Scarlet Letter.
I have.
Which ranked as the least liked classic that you're forced to read in school.
Probably because it's miserably dull.
Yeah, why did I have to read that as opposed to something else? I didn't read 1984 by George Orwell in high school. I wish I'd have read that instead of The Scarlet Letter. Would have been way better.
Yeah.
I mean, not only more enjoyable, but more valuable to you. And that's on the list of books that people like.
Mm-hmm.
Other books people don't like, Moby Dick.
Oh.
I love the book, just you got to get rid of that chapter about the individual whales.
Boy, I loved it in theory. I found that such a slog.
The Pearl by John Steinbeck. I love Steinbeck. I hate that book.
I've never read The Pearl.
Oh, it's awful.
What's it about? An oyster?
Your oysters. But your favorite books, To Kill a Mockingbird, Gone with the Wind, Pride and Prejudice, they have The Godfather on there. Does anybody read The Godfather in high school?
I'm shocked by that. I wouldn't think so.
The movie was so successful, they made a book about it?
And The Brothers Karamazov by Dostoevsky, which I'm plowing my way through again right now.
Crime and Punishment was one of the most affecting books I ever read. I didn't read that one. What's it about? The oyster?
We've now entered Final Thoughts with your host, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
It's basically three brothers arguing about the meaning of life for 1,000 pages.
Oh, boy.
That's what it is mostly.
Do they figure it out in the end? Spoiler alert.
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Hey, let's get a final thought. Well, speaking of the book, from everybody on the crew, there he is. He keeps us on the air. Michelangelo. Michael?
Yeah, I'm making my shopping list for the dip here. So far I've got Cheetos for Sean, pork rinds for Joe, and Fritos for Jack. And I know we want some celery and, I guess, special napkins. Do we need special napkins now?
Hot cheese dip on Friday morning.
Yep.
Michelangelo's famous recipe.
The recipe will be online, and I may have a special additional item for you guys as well.
Michael, to me, a party without themed napkins is no party at all. Positive Sean.
Themed napkins.
Positive Sean, our producer. Final thought?
Yeah, looking forward to spending some lunchtime with my dad as we hit up the driving range and just spend some time together. Trying to connect with people more in person as opposed to just via text and digital.
Good idea. That's the thing Shaq told us yesterday, that he is going to try to connect with people more. He's certainly going to put to rest grudges and any, you know, slights from people. And he's held a grudge against him all this time like he did with Kobe. He said he's not going to do that for the rest of his life. And
don't hold it. Go ahead and settle the score.
That's a good lesson for everybody, though.
Yeah, it really is.
You think you got time for these things. Well, you don't.
Is that your final thought?
It might as well be.
I'm with him. That's my final thought.
He just copied yours.
I had another
that
one.
Good.
And that I think almost everything that has a buildup around Washington, D.C. is overblown and overstated and not as every day's not historic. I think Friday afternoon's legal wranglings over the witnesses is going to actually be historic. I think that's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Yep, agreed. My final thought, actually, speaking of literature, it's obvious, but it bears repeating. Read Animal Farm. If you've read it, read it again. It's short, it's easy, it's brilliant. Animal Farm, George Orwell.
If you haven't read it, maybe eat animal crackers.
Stop it. Go to ArmstrongandGetty.com. Would you all? Our podcasts are there. The Daily Podcast, the XL, the One More Thing. It's all there. We're ranked in the top 25 podcasts nationwide.
Really?
Oh, but we're amazing, aren't we?
We're amazing. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words,
"It's over for me."
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.